One important exercise is to record your own speaking voice. It's the only way you will be able to be objective about your speech patterns. You can use an inexpensive tape recorder or even an answering machine. You will still get the idea of how you pronounce words.
What should they record?
First, just talk for about 30 seconds about anything. Talk about your family, job, where you were born, anything. Be spontaneous. Next, read from a newspaper or a good book. Finally, count from 1 to 10.
What should they be listening for?
As you listen to the playback, make a list of the words or sounds that seem regional rather than being neutral. Also, words that don't sound clear to you.
Anything else?
Yes. Listen to see if you add syllables.
Can you give an example?
The number 10 is a one-syllable word, but many people pronounce it tien, making it two syllables instead of 10, which is one syllable. The word yes is often pronounced yes, adding a syllable. Then there are those who eliminate syllables. An example would be Mississippi instead of Mississippi, or library instead of library.
Do you have any favorite mispronounced words?
Many, actually, but one is the word sure, S-U-R-E. It can be pronounced sure in New York. Are you sure? Or shawa in the South. Are you shawa? Or in a Scottish neighborhood, are you sure, laddie? And these are all acceptable regional accents, but you wouldn't hear them from an American CNN commentator. Why? Because they can really stick out.
But what if someone is from another country? Do they all have to sound like us?
Absolutely not. I love the wonderful variety of accents within spoken English. The British, Canadian, Australian, or Singaporean English are all beautiful. But if they were all singing at the same time in the same choir and with a few Americans thrown in, it would be chaos. And in addition to not understanding the words, there would be no blend or unity. Enough about what you're doing now. Let's see what we can do to become better, more effective communicators. As we move into this next section, be sure to check your posture. Strive to have a long back of the neck and short front of the neck. Also, as you inhale, let the waist area expand in the front, sides, and back.